The Hawaii Supreme Court will hear oral arguments tomorrow that will determine the outcome of a contested race here in Honolulu. The lack of a law on mandatory recounts has several state lawmakers scurrying to draft bills to avoid a similar dilemma in the future. A 22-vote spread is at the heart of an election drama that has City Councilman Trevor Ozawa up against challenger Tommy Waters. The City Council's business is on hold until the Supreme Court decides the way forward. This morning, we talked to incoming Judiciary Chairman Chris Lee about what lawmakers are considering for the upcoming session, which, by the way, starts this week.
I think there's a lot of talk about what can be done, because this is clearly a situation which we don't want to repeat in the future. I think it's on us to figure something out so that whoever it is, whatever district it might be the next time, that area has representation that is clear from day one. So with our colleagues, I know there's a number of bills that are being worked on. There's a number of different proposals that are in the works right now that would do a couple different things. And that's streamlining the process so that once you have an election that's concluded and there's a question raised, number one, you have a finite time period to figure that out, so that by the end of the year, for example, you'd have some decision rendered one way or another. The other thing is creating some sort of automatic recount or audit process to make sure that when it's within a very slim margin of error, like it was in this race and a couple others, that there's clear procedures in place to figure out what to do next.
The morning paper has a story about how senators are looking at three different versions. I think Senator Gil Agaron tried to introduce something previously. Senator Chang, who was a city council member representing that very district, is also looking at something, and so is Senator Laura Thielen. Was there any attempt in the House in previous sessions to deal with this issue?
I think the issue has been discussed in previous sessions. I think obviously people are really focused on this now because of the urgency and because of the situation before us. And I think it makes sense to take care of it once and for all. So we do know there are some coordinated talks going on between various senators and representatives and committee chairs to figure out what to do. So I would definitely expect this coming week when the legislature opens that there's going to be a flood of proposals moving forward.
And I know everybody's just watching to see what the Supreme Court decides in this area. The whole process has been really interesting, just as far as what the cutoff time is for counting absentee votes. That was a real eye-opener for me.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people didn't really realize that this sort of situation really could happen, where you'd have, here we are in January with some sort of resolution yet to be found. But what could be done, and what a number of other states already do, is either address the problem on the front end or the back end before, for example, requiring that the Office of Elections mail out ballots by a certain date, so say maybe 3 weeks before the election, and that gives people plenty of time to make sure that they get their ballots back in, and then requiring by 6 p.m. that day or some time thereof, that is the absolute cutoff, and people have had plenty of time to put their ballots in, and after that, nothing else will be accepted. Alternatively, you could go the other way and do what some other states have done and say, all right, people will mail things in, and as long as the ballot is postmarked by election day, it will be counted. And that, of course, introduces the possibility of several days thereafter of ballots coming in and continuing to be counted. So we've got to decide which way we want to go. Of either of these, if this is the case, to make sure we ultimately don't end up in this situation again and we don't end up in court over what time and what day the ballots are mailed and counted and so forth.
Tommy Waters went to bed thinking he was probably ahead, or he was ahead, and then to have that reversed, it's such drama that we could do without, I think.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up in even House of Cards. And that's something that I think, at the very least, is engaging a lot of people into the process, which is exciting. So hopefully we can make something of it this year and really move forward, at least at the state level.
There are so many of the absentee ballots that have not been counted. I think there's several hundred, and I don't believe they know exactly how many might be in the East Honolulu district that could affect the outcome of that race. But, yeah, it's just so close.
Absolutely. But, this really does bring up bigger questions that I think we really I think, are seeing momentum to try and tackle, not just how we count an election and the procedures surrounding that, but really how do we engage more people in our civic process to begin with and have elections that are more relevant for more of the population and ultimately come out with better results. And there's a whole slew of other proposals to really figure out how to rethink Hawaii's election process to begin with. And that's something that really opens up a lot of ideas and then even make this conversation about date and time and how we count ballots ultimately moot.
On another subject, a recent case on the impeachment process has come into the limelight, and it appears that the recall law is pretty clear, but impeachment is not. Is there anything that you folks will be looking at to tighten up that?
Yeah, you know, I think then with that issue, that's another one that's been in the news. I think more of the conversation that I've heard and been a part of is trying to wait and see, first of all, what's happening with that situation and ultimately where that goes, because it's hard to make an assessment for really what needs to be done without having all the facts and the details. So if anything is going to be addressed anytime in the near future, I would imagine it would be specific to creating some sort of clear rules or statute around what constitutes an impeachable offense and how that works. But we haven't seen anything specific yet.
The court is in this head-scratching situation because the law is not clear-cut. I believe it is for recall. And I do remember the whole recall process at the Honolulu City Council when Patsy Mink tried to get those three councilmen a recall because they switched parties midstream. And that was, more drama, late afternoon decisions coming down and everybody trying to figure out, gosh, we've never done this before. We've got to tread carefully. So in this particular case of impeachment, where someone has initiated this petition drive to impeach Honolulu City Prosecutor Keith Kaneshiro, it's just another area of uncharted territory.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think we got to be careful that we don't end up like some other places. And there's a great example of like Wisconsin and others where, regardless of party, you've had significant petition drives and recall elections, not really always based on malfeasance or some sort of bad action, but rather just as the next step in divisive party politics, where you have parties who lose an election and then immediately figure out how to recall the actual winner. And that's something that I think is really dangerous in a way, because you're disenfranchising the will of the voters of a particular district. So we really got to tread carefully to make sure that if there's an impeachment that's warranted, number one, it's for real bad action and cause, and then two, that there's very clear processes that protect the will of the voters in that area and make sure that this isn't just something that's being launched by some corporate interest spending a lot of money to pull somebody out of office that they don't like or what have you. It's really got to transcend party politics.
Do you think you'll be introducing anything in regard to impeachment?
Hard to say yet. I think we're working on about 85 or 90 bills right now, trying to narrow it down to a real handful. So I think we're going to figure out in the next probably 2 or 3 days what's on the list. Whether or not that makes it, I think, hard to say yet. There's definitely some other bigger fish to fry. And that being said, I mean, it's very possible that there's a number of our other colleagues that put something in that will end up coming through our committee and we'll have a real discussion about.
Okay. All right. Well, Representative Lee, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That was Representative Chris Lee, House Judiciary Chair, talking about how lawmakers are looking at ways to clarify our election laws when it comes to recounts and impeachment. Legislators are also having a conversation about bills dealing with online voting and runoffs in an effort to increase public participation in our electoral process. The legislative session starts Wednesday, the day after tomorrow.